This time I'm going to be telling you about in our wartime home. Nothing seemed to change at first in our homes, but gradually the effects of the war started showing. Households began to appear to be more shabby. The lighter curtains in all the windows had to go. All houses were ordered to hang black curtains at all windows, ensuring no light escaped to act as guide to German bombers. You were no longer able to shop for more suitable curtains. Only black material was available from the drapery shops that managed to remain open. The curtains in our house were not a suitable colour. Mum took them down, washed them, dyed them black. Once rehung, the local ARP warden came to give his approval that they were light-proof. They may have looked all right from the outside, but rather ugly when inside. We always had net curtains at the windows. When the old ones were beyond repair, my mum knitted new ones using dishcloth cotton. It was several years after the war before these windows had lovely new curtains. Both my little grandma and my mother were skilled knitters and seamstresses, skills I learned long before the war ended. Nearly all my clothes as a child were homemade. I fared better than most for clothes. That was, of course, when materials were available. Like everyone else, the wartime message was make do and mend. Mum and Grandma would unpick the sewing and knitting garments previously worn by my daddy, Uncle Redvers, or Uncle Norman. The old knitting would be pulled out. I would sit holding my arms out while Mum or Grandma wound the crinkly wool around my arms, then made into a skein that would be washed, hung up to dry, and then with me holding my arms out again, the skein of wool would be wound into balls for re-knitting. Mum made my socks, jumpers, cardigans, scarves, mittens and hats. Everybody also knitted socks for soldiers. By now, World War II was in full swing. There was a lot of make do and mend. Most children only got one Christmas present. My best Christmas present was a table that had been handmade for some other child who had outgrown it. So that it matched my bedroom, it had been painted green. It was my bedside table until I married and left home in 1959. Other children received repaired and freshly painted bicycles, tricycles and scooters. Nothing was wasted.